It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Is your demographic location put you more at risk for air pollution? Are there certain lifestyle choices that you can change to help impact pollution on your own health, much less the environment? My guest is Gabrielle Pfister. She's a scientist, atmospheric chemistry division at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Welcome to the show, Gabrielle. Let's speak about air pollution. Is it as bad as we used to hear back in, 70s, 80s? We heard about smog and certain things. Is it worse now?
Hello, Melanie. Thanks for having me on the show. No, we definitely, so compared to, years ago, specifically for the U.S., things have improved dramatically. So with the starting of the Clean Air Act, we have significantly cleaned up many, many areas in the U.S. of the worst pollution that we had. But we are not totally off the hook. So just because we have made significant progress in cleaning up our air doesn't mean that air pollution, also here in the U.S., isn't still a problem.
Are there certain locations that, we've always heard Denver has it bad because it's sort of in the valley, surrounded by mountains, which holds in some of the, some of the bad stuff from cars and buses and things like that. Is that still the case?
Yes. So there are areas, specifically areas like you mentioned, where basically the meteorological conditions and the weather really, is such that it would basically support pollution buildup. These are areas known in areas where you have a lot of emission sources like cars and industry, et cetera, et cetera. So, there are some areas that are more prone to air pollution in the U.S. and others that are less.
Okay, so do we still have those air quality advisories? Because I know that we hear on the radio, air quality today is, and they give us a number. And then for asthmatics or people with, allergies or something, they have to pay more attention to those numbers.
Right, correct. And we still do have that. So there is specifically on the, so if you go on the internet and you can go to the EPA website, Air Now provides the air quality index. So you can go there and you can look at what is the current air quality index in my area, how is it predicted to develop for the rest of the day, how is it expected to be tomorrow, and then you can basically take that as a measure and guide your day-to-day activities. Also like in, for example, in Colorado on our daily news, if there is an ozone awareness day, so we are mostly dealing in summertime with high ozone episodes, then, this is being announced and you just, have to listen to it.
So you have to make sure to be aware of what goes on in the community in which you live. And, people hear about particulates and particle pollution. What is that different than maybe just some of the things that, we know, like exhaust from a car?
Right. Well, pollution, ozone, particle pollution, so it often all comes together. But particle pollution specifically is basically little tiny particles that are in the air. So they can vary in size, and of specific risk to your health is are these very small particles, because they can be so small, so you breathe them in and they can go into your lungs, and if they're really, really tiny, they can go all the way into your bloodstream.
Wow. And people have heard about these for so many years, Gabrielle, and now greenhouse gases, climate change, it's been the subject of even partisan debate. So what is going on with greenhouse gases and climate change where pollution is concerned?
One aspect where it is concerned is with climate change, we expect that our climate will get warmer. And we also expect that basically episodes where you can have high pollution build up, like, very low wind speeds, sunny days, high temperatures, all that favors the buildup of pollution. And these are expected to become much more frequent in the future. And so this is, for example, one concern that you have, that even an area that maybe is now not, you know, that highly polluted, if those conditions start favoring pollution buildup more, then you could, things could get worse.
What can you do to protect your health and your family? If you live in an area that maybe is not high pollution, or you live in an area that is high pollution, are there certain things you'd like to recommend for consumers out there to help themselves, whether it's indoor air filters or, you know, anything really?
Yeah. So first of all, be really smart about the pollution and stay informed. So really go to the websites, look at their quality index forecast, listen to the radio, what do they forecast in regard to pollution. And then if there is, you know, a day where it is predicted that there is a high pollution, then try and just be proactive. Specifically, if it is like in Denver, if we have a high ozone warning, then, you know, well, I know that ozone is usually highest in the afternoon and early evening. So I go and I work out very early in the morning. You know, that's when I can be outside and I can breathe the air and it's healthy. And the other, yeah, like you said, if there is high pollution, try and stay indoors. And air filters are very good. Close your windows, make sure that, you know, you are not letting pollution into your home, and specifically also avoid that you, you know, add pollution within your home. So in wintertime, you know, your fireplace might, if you burn wood, that might also really produce particle pollution. So be smart about things like that.
So you want to be smart about what, you know, be informed, listen to the radio and check websites to find out what, you know, the atmosphere is like where you live on a daily basis, so you know about working out. Try air filters inside. What else can we do, Gabrielle, that will help the environment as a whole with pollution? Should we not be burning wood fires? Should we, you know, certainly try and drive less? I'm a big fan of that. And what else can we do as a community to help keep this down?
Well, like you said, we should try and reduce our impact on air pollution. And this means that I'm, you know, cautious how much electricity I use. Then, like you said, I can use public transportation or the bike and not the car. Basically everything that's kind of common sense to reduce emissions that would eventually lead to the air pollution in the air.
So we want to do our part. And do you have some websites you like to recommend for people to get information on air pollution?
Yes, I would really recommend probably starting point is going to www.airnow.gov. And so this is a website that gives you the air quality index forecast, the current air quality, gives you a lot of additional information also about what is the impact of air pollution and how you can protect yourself from air pollution.
So the website is airnow.gov, that's AIRNOW.gov, to go and get some information about how we can help as a community. And in the last 45 seconds or so, Gabrielle, please wrap it up for us. What you want us to hear as the most important part in helping reduce air pollution in our environment and keeping ourselves healthy from the toxicity of it all.
You know, I just would like to emphasize that air pollution is actually a concern for our health. And then, you know, we might not feel immediate effects, but in the long term, it also can impact us. Even if we are not considering ourselves as a highly sensitive group, so be aware, pay attention, and act accordingly.
Great advice. Be aware, pay attention, act accordingly. Look around you. See if there's some way that you can reduce the emissions that you're creating. It's that carbon footprint that we hear about. We'd like to reduce that as much as possible, and that way we'll all stay healthier. And of course, you'll stay healthier by listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. And that's the way that we can all certainly stay well. This is Melanie Cole. Have a great day.